You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. This is Derek Gregoire, joined by Matthew Peck and Keith Ellis, and we have a lot to get into today, but this show is really dedicated to those of you who have pre-tax accounts, meaning 401ks, IRAs, 457 plans, 403Bs, SEP IRAs, simple IRAs, all those accounts that you've got a tax deduction on to put money in, but you'll have to pay money taxes on down the road. So a few things you want to talk about as it relates to your retirement accounts. Number one, there's been some updates. There's been some new legislation passed and some new ways that you can actually access these funds if it's COVID related, and there's some potential tax breaks that exist as well that now exist that didn't exist prior. Beyond that, number two, we're going to talk about the taxability of these accounts. As you know, you paid a lot of taxes, or you saved taxes to put money in. But as you know, if you're saving taxes to put money in, guess what happens when you take money out in retirement? It comes back and those taxes are due. So we're going to share some examples. It depends on your situation, but we've worked with several scenarios, and hypothetically, you can save quite a bit of money on taxes in your plan if the opportunity is there for you. And then finally, during our weekly market report, the importance of diversification inside your 401ks, IRA plans, and also assessing your risk. You know, where are we in the market? Some people think we're due for a big drop, and some people think it's still low. So where does your risk tolerance lie at this point, and does it make sense to reassess the situation? So this show is fully dedicated really to those of you who own these accounts, 401ks, IRAs, and what to do with those accounts moving forward. So as we get into the show, I'll welcome Keith and Matt. I'll start with you, Keith. I know we're doing, as everyone knows or doesn't know, we've been doing this show remotely for the last month or two. And so hopefully the quality is pretty good, but obviously it might not be as good as our studio in Plymouth, Keith, right?
Exactly. I'm actually really excited for the show because, like you said and kind of laid out in the beginning or in the opening, is there's a lot of opportunity out there for folks to, you know, take a look at their situation, take a look at how they're saving, taking a look at their retirement accounts and making some potential really game-changing decisions both now and for to potentially, you know, reposition themselves if it makes sense really down the road. It's really going to have a huge impact on their future. So I think it's going to be a great show with a lot of new information, which we always like to bring.
Yeah, and Matt, when people in general, a lot of folks kind of get confused between 401ks and IRAs and simple IRAs and those type of things. So I guess what's your advice for those out there that are like just trying to maybe provide more options? Or I guess when folks turn 59 and a half or leave their job, why is it sometimes that it makes sense for them to move from a 401k to an IRA?
Well, so much of it is about control, Derek. I mean, you know, like, for example, I know that in later on the investment weekly report that we'll be getting later on in the show, we'll be talking about kind of the importance of diversification And really what it comes down really on both ends is that it comes a lot down to control. You know, when funds are rolled over from an old employer and put into an IRA, whether you fund an IRA or an after-tax account or a couple different other areas, you control how it's invested. You have the choices on, you know, which mutual funds or ETFs or stocks or bonds to buy. Where within a 401k, you only have what the company is giving you, and sometimes they're good, but not always. And just thinking, guys, I mean, we're talking millions and millions of people now, obviously across the country. You know, you're talking about 20.5 million people, went on to unemployment in the month of April. And I know in Massachusetts, I saw numbers of close to a quarter or, 25% of workers here in Mass, have been applying. And that doesn't include the gig economy as well. And so there's just a lot of people that are out of work right now, understandably so. And I think there's a lot of people that either might need to rely, hopefully not, but might need to rely on these retirement funds, to help kind of plug some gaps. But certainly it should be looking at their retirement funds and 401ks to say, okay, can I take control of this? And is it in my best interest to do so?
Yeah. For those, so 401ks and IRAs, all that money that you're putting into, it's all the same type of program. There's just different rules for how much you can put into each, whether it's a SEP IRA, a simple IRA, a 401k, 403b. Some of them are nonprofit. Some of them are for-profit companies. So it really, it's all kind of the same type of strategy of putting money into an account, getting a tax benefit today, and then dealing with the tax consequences down the road and being able to invest and diversify with those funds that you add each and every month or year into those accounts. The issue is, once with a lot of our clients, once they're 59 and a half or older, and they're depending on the 401k plan, some of them have a lot of options. And some of them only have like 5 or 10 that you can choose from. And that your whole life's kind of tied to those options. So if you're 59 and a half, or you're in an IRA account, or you've been temporarily laid off, it might be time to look at your 401k, 403b plan to see if it makes sense to leave as is, or if there are other options available. And, as Keith and Matt know, and a lot of you may or may not know, there's, once it's in an IRA, there's always pros and cons to everything. But one of the pros is there's even some hedged options where, in most IRA plans, you can allocate to. In a 401k, it's really tough. Although they started to make it available, it's tough to allocate if you're looking for a little bit more downside protection, meaning, hey, I'm willing to sacrifice with a portion of my money. I'm willing to sacrifice some of the upside, but I'm not willing to take the same hit as the market if it goes down. There's some strategies that exist that you can utilize inside an IRA that you really can't right now. And hopefully in the future, you will be able to. But as far as I know, I haven't seen Matt or Keith any 401k plans that allow that strategy to exist. So again, that's why if you're 59 and a half or older and you own a 401k, even if you're still contributing a lot, you can still take that bulk of the money, move it to an IRA where now you have more control over it potentially if it works in your situation, and have options that didn't exist inside your 401k. Obviously, don't just do that, but this is something that we want to offer you throughout this show is an opportunity. As part of our roadmap process, when you call, we want to do a couple things with your 401k IRA plan before we do anything. We're not going to advise anything until we know more about your situation. What we want to run is, number one, a risk analysis to see how much risk you're taking and if it's where you should be right now. And number two, we're going to get into in a couple segments from now, tax analysis. What are the tax implications of owning that retirement account? And what happens if you get to retirement and all of a sudden tax rates are high? You have to pull money out, and now you're paying thousands and tens of thousands of dollars in taxes each year that is out of your control. Are there things you can do now to get ahead of it? Those are two things we'll help you with. If you want to call to schedule this review, it can be virtually, hopefully in person soon, but right now virtually, call 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. Just say you want to schedule a review to go over your 401k IRA plan options. We'll be happy to walk you through that, and there's no charge to do so. You can also go to our website at shpfinancial.com and schedule a visit or a virtual visit right there. Stay tuned after the break. We're going to share some updated laws around 401k plans that just came into play and didn't exist before this situation that we're going through. We'll discuss right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're describing a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. And while we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio and then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
The news of the day sounds bleak. Schools are canceled, travel plans have been canceled, sports are canceled. But good news, your retirement has not been canceled. At SHP Financial, we're focused on the big picture and don't engage in fear-based decision-making. We know this too shall pass, and the future will hold tremendous opportunity. If you're unsure about the safety of your retirement income or exposure to market volatility, you must take action today. Start by watching our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On, available now by registering at shpworkshops.com. We'll explain what's happening in the financial world and discuss strategies you can put in place to help your portfolio weather this storm. Don't make decisions based on fear and misinformation. It's time to be confident in your financial team and retirement strategy. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, and today we're talking about all things related to your 401k, IRA, pre-tax accounts. And this is a very important show because a lot of you listening, that represents maybe your biggest asset, maybe your biggest asset in general, or maybe your biggest asset outside your home. And there's so many changes in legislation. There's so many different things that, you know, if it's your biggest asset, number one, we talked about last segment, you want to know how much risk you're taking and making sure you're comfortable with it, because you might think you're one way, which we'll get into in a couple segments from now. You might think you're one way, like, yeah, I'm pretty conservative. But then sometimes we dive into these portfolios and it's like, wow, you're taking way much more risk than you really should be at this stage of the game. Secondly, the tax ramifications. We're going to get into next segment about the tax ramifications of owning these accounts throughout retirement and some ways to potentially save on taxes if you plan accordingly. Finally, there's been some updates, and that's what we're going to have Keith kind of start sharing. We always talk to our CPA for our clients and for our listeners to make sure we're on the right page and trying to provide good proactive advice. And so, Keith, what's some new laws or legislation that's been passed to help folks that maybe are looking to access their 401k?
Yeah, and Howie, yeah, obviously, like you said, we reached out to our accountant to kind of get the lay of the land here. And a couple of younger clients that, you know, wanted to do some work around the home, or, yeah, actually one of them had their boiler break and they were just looking for some extra liquidity. So they asked, you know, about this new law and how it could potentially impact them. So what this allows you to do, it allows you to take up to $100,000 a year, or $100,000 rather, out of your 401k. Now, why is that a big deal? Well, typically, if you're prior to this new law that passed, if you were under the age of 59 and a half, there was a 10% distribution or 10% IRS penalty on the distribution, unless it was used for specific things that were outlined by the IRS, usually buying a new home or education or something, or healthcare issues. this really allows you to have the liquidity, or allows you to, you know, kind of fund yourself if you've lost your job and you need money to pay your bills. As long as it's somewhat COVID related, again, they're going to allow you to take a distribution of $100,000 and not have it be impacted by the 10% IRS, you know, early withdrawal penalty. Now, you do have to, you know, claim this, and you do have to potentially pay taxes on this over a 3-year period of time. So if you do take the $100,000, you could hypothetically space it out. $33,333 each of the next 3 years would be added to your tax return. Okay. So it allows the clients to get a little bit of liquidity, maybe fund some of their, you know, expenses in the short term. But also, if you do this and you go back to work and you say, look, this was just a short-term measure. This was something to kind of carry me during the time frame that I needed some extra cash. You have the ability to pay it back as long as it's paid back each of those, you know, each of those years. That's that $33,000. So you take $100,000, you want to pay the $33,000. As long as it's done before next April 15th, the following April 15th, and then the following April 15th. Then your money's back and it's non-taxable. So basically, you're gonna declare it on your taxes as a $33,333 distribution. Then they're gonna say, hey, look, that distribution is nullified by them putting the money back into the account. You're good. You don't have to worry about any tax ramifications. You don't have to worry about any, like I said, distribution penalties or anything like that. It's a simple wash. And what it allows the client to do, and why it's so important again, is it creates immediate and short-term liquidity for folks that maybe have been furloughed, lost their jobs, until we get back up and running. It's a great measure. It's a great way to maybe get a little bit of additional cash.
Well, and just to chime in on that, Derek, I just want to kind of quickly, you know, plug it in the sense that these are the types of information, you know, that Keith just reviewed that, you know, people need to know. Because again, maybe I'm just going back to all the people that, you know, that have filed for unemployment, or I'm just trying to, you know, really remind people that's why we're here. I mean, we're here during times like this to let people know about all the government programs that are out there. I mean, this is all public information. It's not like we've only been told about this. But if you're an average, you know, guy or gal, and you're trying to just figure it all out yourself, I mean, you know, as mentioned, that's why we bring in CPAs to say, okay, exactly how does this benefit our clients? And so just for anyone that's out there that's wondering what to do now, whether they're unemployed or not unemployed, you know, I can't stress how helpful this type of knowledge and programs and just letting people know what's out there for them can be for them at this time. So
just really want to stress that. To that is, let's say, for instance, you took that $33,000, or you wanted to repay back that $33,000 for this first year, and you're only able to pay back, say, $25,000 of that $33,000. Well, then that additional amount, that's the only part that would then be considered taxable. So, you know, something else to keep in mind is if you can't repay the full amount back into the account, you are still, it still could be beneficial because now not 100% of it's taxable. You've limited your tax liability on the distribution.
And one thing I'll mention here is that you don't want to just do this for the sake of doing it. This is
100%. I was just about to add to that as well. Good point.
Yeah, it's not like it's like, hey, this is a good strategy. It's a good strategy if you need it. You know, and that's the thing. Obviously, when, you know, if you're putting money into 401k and IRA accounts, the goal is to have that there for retirement and not have to tap into it. But obviously we're in a different situation of our lives right now, right? And you think about what's happened in like Matt mentioned, the job losses and furloughs. And if you really need access to it, it's a great opportunity for those of you who may, where you're not going to have that big 10% penalty and the tax hit all at in 1 year. But make sure if you are going to do that, that you have a plan in place. And that's what we're here to do. We have the SHP retirement roadmap. And I think I was saying before that this is what we do. We started this company in 2003, and we've been here through all these different situations. Not that we like going through this and working remotely, but I think, you know, I had a client I took on last week, Matt, that was very knowledgeable, actually a former advisor, but he's hiring us because he's like, you know what? There's so many things that you guys cover beyond just investments. And I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to miss a tax law. I don't want to miss doing a Roth conversion properly and mess it up and going to cause my family and myself too much taxes. I want to make sure my estate plan and beneficiaries are updated properly. And so that's the biggest difference between, I think that's the biggest differentiator for our firms. Yeah, our fees range from 0.4 to 1.2% based on the amount of 1.25 based on the amount of assets that we manage. But for that fee, it's not only a portfolio management, right? It's not only managing that portfolio and being there to rebalance funds and pick the right allocations for our clients. It's so much more than that. It's all these other strategies that we work through from a tax standpoint, healthcare, estate planning, income generation. Where's your income going to come from? Putting that all together under one full plan, which we call the roadmap. And so if you have 401ks, IRAs, you're kind of concerned about what to do with them, not sure how you can access them, not sure about the future tax liability, that's what we're here to help, is put that into a real plan for you. But all on your end, it starts with a phone call, right? And that's the first way we can help you. There's no charge for the call. And when you call, you're just booking a 15, 20 minute initial virtual call to begin getting your questions answered. Our number is 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. Or you can book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, the tax liability on these accounts, 401ks, is staggering. We're going to share some hypothetical examples on how we're able to save folks money by doing some proactive planning on these accounts. We'll be right back to discuss.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Don't be at the mercy of Wall Street. The erratic stock market volatility could cost you hundreds of thousands and keep you or put you back in the workforce. For those near or in retirement, large market downturns could be devastating to your future. So if you're over the age of 55 and aren't 100% sure that your retirement plan is protected, call SHP Financial today at 800-227-7777 for a retirement readiness review. It takes about an hour to find out if you're too exposed to stock market swings, if fees are eroding your gains, if you're paying too much in taxes, and if you're maximizing on your Social Security benefits. You can have the financial security you deserve. Take charge of your retirement and call the retirement team at SHP Financial today. 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So last segment we talked with, and Keith gave some good information about some changes with 401k plans that came into play. As you know, this entire show is really looking at ways to plan around your 401k IRA plans, because a lot of you, that's your biggest asset that you own. And so on this segment, we want to talk about the tax ramifications, right? So taxes, we know where taxes are now. We're pretty sure where they're going with everything happening. But what if all your money is in pre-tax accounts? What does it look like when you're pulling money out of those accounts down the road? and taxes go up? How does that affect you? But before you do, I wanted to introduce a hypothetical client of ours. Obviously, these are real situations, but they don't work for everyone. So we have to call them hypothetical because we don't know how it'll affect you, and your situation is going to be different than Rick and Michelle. And so Rick and Michelle came to us a few years ago, actually about 8-9 years ago, and they were in their early 50s. Now they're in their, they're getting close to 60. And Rick and Michelle are working for another 6 months or so, and then they're retiring. That's they're retiring sometime between now and January, not sure on the exact date. But as we've been building out their plan, we knew this date was coming for quite a while. And it's amazing when you build these plans, now we're actually getting to that point. So one of the things that we did is we analyzed their risk score. And so if you're listening and you say, what is a risk score? What does that mean? You're going to want to pay attention because this is so important, especially with the uncertainty of the market. And especially if you're closing in or within 5 or 10 years of retirement, what does that mean to you? So they came in, we analyze portfolios and we assign a risk score from 1 to 99. And we use really obviously good technology that helps us run our business better. This is a way to communicate with our clients on risk score. So a 63, what does that mean, right? So if one's the lowest risk and 99's the highest risk, well, a 63 is kind of moderate aggressive. And so when they came in, they were concerned about, hey, we don't want to, you know, lose a big chunk of what we've been saving our entire work lives a couple months or a couple years before we're going to retire. So we slowly transitioned them from a 63, which means at a 63, they can make about 23% in a really good market year. And in a really bad crisis like 2008, they could lose about 25%. So think, let's say you had $1 million, right? You could make 230 in a good year and lose 250 in a bad year. And for them, and you might be different, you might be able to take more risks than that, or you might say that's way too much. But for them, losing 25% or having the potential to lose 25% of their portfolio at this time when they're, you know, that's 40 years of work, 10 years of work life could be gone. They were like, no, we don't want to do that. And so we reduced them to a 41. So they definitely have assets exposed to the market to keep up with inflation. But for their next 5-10 years of income needs, we put that into much more conservative allocations where we gave up some upside but protected a lot of the downside. So at a 41, in a good year, instead of making 23% like they were previous, they might make 16%, right? But in a down year, instead of losing 25%, their downside exposure is about 15%. So you can see if you stretch your arms, don't do this if you're driving, but if you stretch your arms way out, and if that's a possibility in your 401k and IRA plans of making this much on your right hand and losing that much on your left hand, that's a pretty wide variety of options that could happen, and ones that most of our clients are not willing to go through. If you shrink your arms in and bring your hands closer together, that's more our speed, right? And Matt, you know this, Keith, you guys know this, we're okay giving up a little bit of the upside if we can take away more of the downside, because we've been there for 2000. I remember interning during 2001. I remember we had our company built out, well established in 2008. And as much as people love making money in the good years, Matt, the down years hurt a lot more than the thrill of making a good return.
Well, we always talk about, you know, one of our, you know, big sort of, you know, philosophies is that, you know, volatility trumps return. You know, I mean, that if, especially as you're, you know, entering, you know, retirement, the idea that, you know, income or, you know, trying to generate sort of like your living needs and withdrawing money from a highly volatile portfolio is sort of, I mean, not all the time, but it can be a recipe for disaster. And so, you know, the idea of having, you know, again, not as much of an upside, but that's okay. You know, we need to hit singles nowadays. We don't need to have a whole lot of strikeouts. We just need to get on base and, you know, and continue to, you know, have some activity there where, you know, if you have too much risk in your portfolio, you're not exactly going to be enjoying a secure retirement.
And the other thing too is that we talk about all the time, that same client, Rick and Michelle, They were concerned about volatility, which obviously bringing the risk score down has paid off well this year so far. And again, it's just, it takes a little bit of stress off the table, because at some point it doesn't make sense if you've won the game, if you've saved up enough money to retire comfortably, what the heck are you doing taking a ton of chances that you don't need to take? Yeah, leaving, we want to have some money long-term allocated to the market, which our clients do, but to have everything in that realm, it doesn't make sense sometimes. But the second one, which is equally as important, is taxes. So for Rick and Michelle, they're like, you know, they're retiring this year. Their income tax bracket's going to drop, but they have about $620,000 of their million plus in pre-tax accounts in 401ks, just like we're talking about on this show. And Keith, what are the three ways that they'll pay money? They're going to pay taxes on those funds.
Yeah, so they're going to pay taxes on distribution, you know, whenever they need those funds. So let's say they're lucky enough where maybe they don't need these funds until the government forces them to take a distribution, which is known as a required minimum distribution, is now 72 years old. Whether they want that money or not, they're going to be forced to take that. And then the unknown is obviously what tax brackets will look like at that time. The second is, let's say you don't need that money to live on and you're going to reinvest that. You can pay some taxes there as well, depending on, you know, sales and interest and capital gains and things like that. And then the final tax you're going to pay is on the distribution to the next generation or inheritance. So, you know, it's a great deal, like you said, like we've talked about on the show. You know, you're getting the benefit as you're putting the money in, but I think you need to know the ramifications as you take it out. And can you do any planning ahead of time to maybe get ahead of what we call this, you know, this train, this tax train coming down the tracks, especially if you think about what just passed in the last month legislatively and the amount of debt that we're already carrying. Add $2.5-3 trillion to that. Where do taxes, in our opinion, have to go? Chances are they're going to go up. So high, and if you have money in these types of accounts, you know, that's a pretty big unknown from a distribution standpoint. What are you going to actually be able to keep from that distribution? How much is Uncle Sam or, you know, the IRS in the state of Massachusetts going to take from you? And can we reposition that ahead of time? I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Sorry to interrupt, Keith. I mean, Derek, I was going to say real quick, I know we're coming up to the break, but this is a reminder, everybody, to what Keith is saying. Your IRA's 401k is based on income tax brackets. So sometimes people think, oh, I'm retired now, I'm not working. If they raise taxes, what does it matter to me? I'm not working. It's like, no, all of that stuff is subject to income tax. So if they raise income tax brackets, it hurts the workers and it hurts the retirees if all their money is tied up in 401ks, that's pre-tax dollars.
And this is where we want to give you some numbers, but understand these are hypothetical because this is for this particular client only. But if we estimated that they live to be 90 at about a 4% return, between the three taxes Keith mentioned, withdrawals, reinvested money that you don't need, that you reinvest, and taxes at death, they'd be paying close to $500,000 in taxes on a $620,000 account. What's the alternative? If they convert to a Roth IRA, right, meaning you pay taxes now, but when it goes to a Roth, there's no taxes on the growth, no taxes to the next generation, you only pay on the conversion, we were able to find a window of time where we can convert that 620 over the next few years at a tax rate of 19% federal plus about 5% state. So they're still going to pay about 24%. Or about $149,000-$150,000 on that money, right? It still costs money to do that. Like I always joke around, you're going to hate us for the next couple of years and then love us after. But like we're dealing with known knowns. We know where taxes are now. So if we can pay potentially $150,000 now, as opposed to paying $500,000 over the next 30 years, right? Wouldn't that make sense to explore, especially? And that's if tax rates stay the same. If tax rates go up, that's going to be even worse. And that, to me, that's such a big risk that I think folks don't focus on, because if you need to take more money out of your account to get the same, to get a certain amount in your pocket, that's like the market losing every year, because you have to take out more money to keep the same amount when you think about it. So that's a big risk. And so the two things, if you own a 401k IRA, we want to offer you is a risk and fee analysis. I'm sorry, a risk analysis and a tax analysis. Those are the two important things. And for Steve and Michelle, for Rick and Michelle, look at that whole scenario, right? Look at the total tax savings, risk reduction strategies. It's so important. So we urge you to pick up the phone, give us a call, schedule a virtual or in-person review when we can meet in person. But call now, 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777 to book this review. I mean, this is information that could be priceless for the long term of your financial plan and your roadmap. You can also get this information or book a visit right at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we'll be right back to, with our weekly market report. Stay tuned.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. At a time when the world feels like it's filled with fear and panic, we remain calm. When others are making rash decisions based on emotions, we remain vigilant and committed to sound strategy. At SHP Financial, we are dedicated to helping our clients achieve their retirement goals through any type of challenge. We were here to help our clients through the Great Recession, and we're here now to help you get through this dark time as well. That's why we created our Keep Calm and Retire On webinar. It's available now. Register today at shpworkshops.com. Nothing lasts forever, and we will recover from this too, so it's important not to panic. So if you are not confident in your current plan, have concerns about your exposure to market volatility, or are worried about your retirement income, this webinar is for you. Register today for our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On. Available now. Go to shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
All right, so we've been talking about all things with your 401k, pre-tax money, IRA accounts. For a lot of you, that is your biggest account, right? It's either your biggest account. For some of you, it's your biggest asset, even more, maybe more than your the value of your home and property. And so because a lot of our clients have the same situation, we focus a lot of our time, effort, and energy on all things 401k IRA related. And we talked about previous segments about new laws within these plans, allowing people to access money in an emergency. We talked about the tax ramifications of if you own these accounts, never do anything and just go into retirement blindly without any proactive planning, what the devastating tax results can be there. In this segment, we want to talk about risk, right? Assessing your risk. Are you diversified in your portfolio? Because this is, as you know, our weekly market report. So we have our SEMA CFP co-founder, Matthew Peck, is going to join us. And Matt, what's your advice or what's your thoughts in general on these 401k plans?
So, you know, really where we start when it comes to the 401k, and I think everyone just needs to know this, is that, you know, when it comes to retirement funds, you know, one box you automatically click is the free money box, right? I don't think anyone will disagree that free money is good money. And
No arguing here.
Right. I think everyone's on board there. I'm not a super hot take there. I think the free money, everyone would take free money. So, but all joking aside, when I say free money is that when we sit down and talk about risk and talk about retirement planning with clients, certainly, as you're mentioning, 401ks are a very big part of that, or retirement plans tied to their work and their employment are a very big piece of that. But they all work a little bit different. But let me just jump back to the whole free money is that a lot of people have 401ks and they'll have a matching program, meaning that the company will put or match a certain amount of money and give it for free. Now, it's again, it's, you know, there's incentives, little tax write-offs the company gets. But the first step we want to make sure of is that, Is there any free money? Is there any matching programs that we want to take advantage of so that you want to contribute up to that match for sure? You know, you want to get all the free money you possibly can. And that's really step one when it comes to sort of retirement planning with 401ks and things along those lines, is to get the free money, okay? But then it starts to sort of you know, break up a little bit, because not everyone has 401ks, meaning that if you're a teacher, very often you only have what's called a 403b. And, you know, your contributions, it's like a lot of the systems will pull already for your pension contribution. And then a 403b becomes more voluntary. You know, there's no matching because they're already doing the matching in the pension program, but the 403b is strictly optional and there's no matching. There's no free money. So they're similar in the sense that with a 401k, after you've got all the free money, then you ask yourself, should I be putting more into this? And then when it comes to the 403b, it's the same idea. And, you know, we talked last segment about the good news about with traditional 401ks and traditional IRAs and 403bs is that you get a tax write-off on the way in there. But the bad news is that down the line, you have to pay taxes on that based on your income taxes at that time. And who's to say that future tax rates are not going to be higher than what they are right now? Yep. Do you see what I mean?
Of course. Of course. Yeah. And that's that first, like you said, although we don't like the tax ramifications of 401k plans, it's insane not to at least put it makes sense if you can afford it, I should say, to at least put enough to get the full match, because that's free money. On top of that, it's debatable of whether you should add to that or add to something that has more tax benefits down the road.
Exactly. So that's kind of what I want to take. Like the next step in the process is, okay, get that free money. And then we talk about things like, okay, for example, is there a Roth 401k option within your employer? Some people have it, some people do not. Okay. Same idea. Is a Roth IRA something that you can do? So forget about putting more money from your paycheck. Depending on your income, you might be able to contribute to a Roth, just a traditional Roth IRA.
Yeah, because IRA, you put in after tax, but then all the growth and future withdrawals are tax-free.
Right. So now we're looking at Roth 401ks. We're looking at traditional Roth IRAs. There are what are called non-deductible, non-deductible IRAs. There is just your after-tax brokerage account. Yep. And then what a lot of people are doing as well is that they're actually overfunding life insurance as well as another retirement plan that has certain amount of tax benefits.
And again, even that, Matt, I preface with make sure don't just choose any. There's a lot of different life insurance type stuff out there, and make sure you don't just willy-nilly do that. Make sure you do some analysis before you just buy some life insurance, right?
Well, no, absolutely. And to go back to the analysis, what we're combining here, guys, is that we're combining tax planning with investment planning. Because the first question is, okay, where's the most beneficial for me tax-wise? Okay, where am I getting the free money? Do I need a deduction or not need a deduction? Do I have excess money? Am I phased out of certain contributions based on my income? So you kind of, you know, dig into there. And then the second thing is more about diversification. Like where should this retirement money go? Should it go into the market? Well, that's arguable. I mean, you might say it's a little bit high right now because, you know, the effects of the COVID haven't really been felt. Do we want to put into more fixed and more pension style investments, you know, such as, you know, as you mentioned, the overfunding of life insurance or fixed annuities or whatever that may be. And then what's the balance between them? You know, because we're a little bit negative on bonds right now because of the fact that interest rates are so low. Well, where else do we want to get a risk hedge?
Correct.
So you're looking at things like taxes, you're making sure that you're getting the free money, you know, for things like matching, and then you're getting into diversification. You're getting into how do I want my retirement assets to be invested? And it's always going to be a blend, you know, and you're going to want some assets at risk because, hey, you know, if you put all your assets at risk in March 23rd, probably the scariest moment during all of this, at least market-wise recently, you'd be up 30% right now, you know. So you want to still capture a little bit of that, but you don't want to have everything in all your eggs in one basket. And so you don't want all your eggs in one tax basket, you know, such as everything is all pre-tax and you're paying taxes later. You know, you want tax diversification. And then you also want investment diversification. And all of this, Derek, what's amazingly enough, I mean, all of this is just going into one aspect, you know, just do I do a 401k or not? You know, that's not to mention the legacy planning, all the other stuff we do. You can see how much thought goes into just this one area of a plan.
in that real quick, we only have about 10, 15 seconds here, but if you had $1 million, right, in your account, if I told you you could make $300,000 in a good year and lose $400,000 in a bad year, or you can make $150,000 in a good year and lose $120,000 in a bad year, where would you rather be, right? And these are things we analyze, and we don't have time to get into it now, but it's important to understand what type of risk you have and what makes sense based on your situation. So we'll be right back with our closing thoughts right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. The news of the day sounds bleak. Schools are canceled, travel plans have been canceled, sports are canceled. But good news, your retirement has not been canceled. At SHP Financial, we're focused on the big picture and don't engage in fear-based decision-making. We know this too shall pass, and the future will hold tremendous opportunity. If you're unsure about the safety of your retirement income or exposure to market volatility, you must take action today. Start by watching our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On, available now by registering at shpworkshops.com. We'll explain what's happening in the financial world and discuss strategies you can put in place to help your portfolio weather this storm. Don't make decisions based on fear and misinformation. It's time to be confident in your financial team and retirement strategy. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So on this show, we talked about so many different things as it relates to your 401k and IRA plan. We talked about just understanding, like for some of you, unfortunately, that you've maybe been laid off or furloughed. And even if you're not 59 and a half, you may have the opportunity to move some of those 401k plans over to an IRA and have potentially a lot more options in terms of how to invest those funds. So that's number one. We talked about also some updated law changes. We talked about even if you're under 59 and a half and you have a COVID-related situation you're dealing with, you can take out up to $100,000 out of your retirement plan and you can pay it back over 3 years as a loan. Or if you don't pay it back, you can spread out the tax liability over 3 years. And even if you're 59 and a half or younger, you can avoid the 10% penalty that normally exists on those withdrawals. So there's a lot of options there for you as well. But I wanted to get into a couple of different things that we discussed. Particularly, we brought up Rick and Michelle as clients of ours for the past multiple years, close to 10 years, and some of the planning we've done for them over that time period. And if you look at where we are right now, one of the things that we did for them was we reduced their volatility and their risk. Their portfolio had a risk score of a 63 on a scale of 1 to 99. So they could make about 23% in a good year, and they could lose about 25% in a bad year, right? That was their window. But they weren't comfortable losing 25% in a bad year, right? They just weren't comfortable. So we brought them down in the 40s on the risk scale. So went from more moderate aggressive to moderate conservative. And yes, their upside wasn't as high, right? But their downside was nowhere near as low. And that's to when you get close to retirement, and what we feel like we do a good job of private wealth management for our clients is we're not trying to hit the home runs. We're not trying to double your money in 5 years. We're not giving you the next best stock tips, right? We manage our clients' portfolios and we put a lot of research and due diligence into them. But our goal is we're okay giving up a little bit of the upside. We want to reduce a lot of the downside exposure. So from a risk standpoint, that's one of the things with Rick and Michelle that we did is we brought their overall volatility down substantially as they got close to retirement. Because they're getting close to retirement, and they're retiring this year, their income bracket should drop a little bit next year. And where they have $620,000 in IRA accounts, we've developed a tax strategy to start maybe paying some taxes down on that money while we believe taxes are on sale. If you look at the tax rates, they're supposed to stay the same until 2025. Then it's supposed to go up in 2026. And after that, who knows? But given the tax ramifications of our deficit, the stimulus that the government's pumped into the economy and the feds have pumped into the economy, where do you think tax rates are going to go? And if you don't plan, I believe you're going to look in 5 years from now and say, wow, I wish I did some proactive planning tax-wise. Because with Rick and Michelle, there were strategies that could save them potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? Now, everyone's situation is different, but you want to make sure those two key things I mentioned, number one, a risk analysis, and number two, a tax analysis. If you have those 401k and IRA funds, have that done. If you don't do anything else, make sure you have us at least do that. There's no charge to do so, but as part of our retirement roadmap process, that's the first step we want to look at, is how much risk you're taking, how much income do you need, and are we driving from your portfolio and from your plan, and what are the tax ramifications? There's other things we look at as well, like estate planning, working with CPAs and attorneys, as well as healthcare planning. But for right now on this show, if you have a 401k or an IRA, simple IRA, SEP IRA, 403b, give us a call and have those two things done now while the opportunity exists, right? So we have the option, we have about 10 available virtual visits over the next couple of weeks. There's no charge to do so. It takes about a half hour of your time. Give us a call right now and schedule that. Again, we have 10 available as of right now. The number to do so is 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. Or you can book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. We look forward to talking to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.